I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Kind Tree Autism Rocks serves and celebrates people on the autism spectrum through art, recreation, and community. As part of that mission, they'll present a benefit event on Saturday, May 17th at the Vets Club Ballroom in Eugene called The Prom, which includes a variety of live music, a silent auction, dance lessons, costume and limbo contests, among other things. Joining me in the KLCC studios is Tim Miller, Secretary Treasurer of the Kind Tree Autism Rocks. Thanks for coming in, Tim.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
For those without specific familiarity, can you characterize autism in general terms?
It frequently is described as people not having social skills. The visual cues that we give when we like look the other way when someone's talking and yawn that say, oh, I'm done listening to you. People with autism might not notice that. There's sensory differences. People with autism experience a light touch on their arm that you and I might find sensual. They wouldn't find that painful and instead prefer a tight hug, but that's, of course, not everybody because autism is a spectrum disorder and it's all a little different.
This Saturday's event benefits the camp that Kind Tree puts on. What's important about the atmosphere at the camp for those with autism?
Folks have an opportunity to be in a place where nobody's going to look at you funny if you freak out. Everybody expects that. People expect everybody else to be different, to not behave in the narrow strictures of what the rest of the world might expect, so that people feel safe and relaxed and get to feel good about who they are. People with autism are just like everybody else in the sense that you really can't put your best foot forward and bust out and do the best you can if you feel like people are going to laugh at you or not going to like you or you're afraid. But if you feel your strength inside from the acceptance around you, it's way more easier to do your best and to break the bonds of whatever was holding you back before.
Why is art such a good outlet for those with autism?
Part of the disability as expressed in a lot of people is the inability to communicate. They don't understand the communication things around them, so they express themselves through their art. Plus, some people with autism really focus on one narrow thing. It might be trains. It might be the duck mascot. It's doing art for a lot of these folks.
The Prom this Saturday, as it's called, features music from the Joanne Bro Band, Deb Cleveland, United by Music, and a Frank Sinatra impersonator, among other things, as well as limbo dance and more. What's important about the atmosphere of this Saturday?
The benefit is all about being together, being a little silly. You know, our MCs are a couple of old slug queens. They dress a little bit over the top, and a lot of the people who come dress a little bit over the top. Everybody's sort of in costume, so you can't really tell who's a person that's got autism and who's a person that doesn't have autism, and the lines blur, and people just have a lot of fun.
I see very much how this event and all that Kind Tree does benefits the people with autism. For those of us who don't have autism, in the end, what can we learn from the autistic community that benefits us as well as them?
Well, I'm one of those guys who learn from them. Working with these folks, being around them, I see the sameness rather than the differences. I see the things that are the same. I see them looking for friendship. I see them looking for a way to express themselves. I see them searching inside themselves for what it is about them that's unique and that they're good at and that they have a passion for, and I see them looking for ways to develop that. You know, Eugene is a great place for people who are different, and we accept them, and that gives them the power within themselves to be themselves. It's, you know, that's what we all want, to be ourselves, and these guys taught me how. Yeah, I can do that, and it's okay.
Well, thank you for all that you're doing to support those in need and to blur those lines between those with and those without.
Yeah, we all got to find our power and exercise it, no matter who we are.
Tim Miller, Secretary and Treasurer of Kind Tree Autism Rocks, serving and celebrating people on the autism spectrum through art, recreation, and community. They present The Prom, a benefit event at the Vets Club Ballroom in Eugene, Saturday, May 17th, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Features live music from the Joanne Bro Band, Deb Cleveland, and many more. For tickets and details, kindtree.org. Thanks again, Tim, for coming in.
Thanks.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.